People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, we'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for Raging Men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video films we saw.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Reavers, folks. Hey,
it is.
I'm Brian Young.
I'm Marie Michelle.
Jimmy James.
Right on Jimmy cue, James. Folks.
Wow.
I hate folks. I don't. Why am I saying folks?
I don't know. Sometimes stuff that, you know, your parents say just slip out.
Well, that's all, folks. I think, no, I got it from Mike Weddle, actually. Some folks like to... Don't,
Mike Weddle? When's the last time you talked to Mike Weddle?
He's talking to me about something.
Talking
recently.
To you about his notions there?
He might be listening. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yes, it is a crash course for the Reavers. Saw a great show last night.
Yes, I heard a little bit about it.
Chetstock.
Was a tribute for Chet's last call. I guess Chet passed away. I don't know how recent, but...
Seems like that's happening a lot these days.
I don't know.
It might even be years. I don't know. But,
could be.
But
it was a pretty rocking place back in the day. I remember playing
Chet's
there
last
times.
Call.
Chet's last call, yeah.
I had only been to, like, the penalty box downstairs. I think I was too young for Chet's last call.
Probably, yeah. It was late 80s.
Yeah. So I was still 90s. In high school. Yeah. Well, not 90s.
Oh, you weren't.
In the 80s, I was. I graduated 89.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, he stayed back, like, how many times?
Never. Yeah, great bands there, though. There was Bim Scala Bim, Dogmatics, the Dogzilla.
Dogzilla. And what was the...
Lizzie Borden group.
Okay.
And,
Pajama
Slave Dancers.
Okay.
Those guys were nuts. They were crazy. That guy's nuts. Grab him. One of them was... He jumped up on an amp and he was going through the ceiling. Like, you know, the stuff here? I don't know. What is it, guys?
The drop ceiling.
Yeah. He was like... He tore the drop ceiling apart. They were rolling around on the floor and stuff. What's the best part of the night?
Entertainment.
Pajama Slave Dancers.
All right.
I don't think we have anything by them. I'll look them up. I'm going to look all those bands up in a minute, but let's see. I did a little music shopping. Here's
something fancy in your hand there.
Yeah. Rolling Stones from the Vault. I see they're making a bunch of these now. Like,
yeah.
You know, the Grateful Dead always had the From the Vault.
Mm-hmm.
CDs. I'm not sure if these are made from the same people, but I saw they had a bunch of different Rolling Stones concerts. And, I picked out the one from 1975, LA Forum.
Sounds good.
Two CD. It's great. Somebody the other day is like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to rip some stuff into Rivendell. That's our automated system over here. And he's like, yeah, you can finally do it now. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like... I've been doing this for 8 years, you know?
He meant he can finally do it now.
No, I guess now they can put MP3s in. I'm like,
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm like, no, I'll be putting CDs in like I normally do.
Wow.
Great version of Give Me Shelter, one of Marie's favorite songs.
Yeah, it is.
Why don't we start with that one? And then I'll try and find some of those bands who I just mentioned. We must have some.
I'm sure we do.
Yeah.
We'll check it out.
Some Bim or some Dogmatics. I know we have Dogmatics.
We got Dogmatics.
We got it.
For sure.
Who's got Dogmatics? We got Dogmatics. But here's the Stones on MFO. Hey, you got a request? 617-627-3800. Oh, and I have a phone call from Michael Monroe from Hanoi Rocks.
That's right.
Later on. You might go, Brian, you don't listen to the Hanoi Rocks. Well, you know, he was a friend of Johnny Thunders.
That's right.
Guy,
the connection.
He's got to be cool. Here we go. We'll be right back.
no forwarding address. I can't see no reason why you'd have such a mess.
My back's against the wall.
You smashed me in the face.
She kicked me in the balls.
You never pulled out a trace.
Smashed up all my toys.
You drank all my boots.
And ran around with boys.
And now you're gonna lose.
Little boys.
You've got paranoid delusions. All you say leaves me confused. She ends, I know I never did you.
91.5 WMFO with the Dogmatics, Drinking by the Pool. Bim Scala Bim before that, Hung Up. And yeah, we actually found Pajama Slave Dances. Marie
we
found
did.
It. Marie found it.
It wasn't hard.
That's great. We have the CD. We still have Lizzie Borden Group coming up, who played last night. And we have a Dogzilla album. So we covered it.
Is it?
Marie covered it.
You did. You did it, Brian.
Where's that? Where's it? Right on.
Hey. I got students. I'm not doing it.
Now, this might be a total mistake. I'm not previewing. It came from the barn. Pajama Slave Dancers with their album, It Came from the Barn.
We can make this the thumbs up, thumbs down song of the week.
Right.
Yeah.
Trash it or smash it or keep it. Kind of like it.
If we don't like it, we'll get a... Oh, no. Wrong button.
You got to do a... Wah, wah, wah.
That's what I was...
Yeah.
There we go. That's what I meant to press.
Like it or that. This one's called Steve's Boogie on MFO.
Thank you. when I was the spank. Back when I was the spank. Back when I was the spank. Back when I was the spank. Now back when I was the spank. In 7000 BC. I used to jam with Eddie Van. He learned guitar from me back when I was the spank. Now 7000 BC was when I met Billy Zoom on the train. It's my favorite weird experience. I relive it again and again back when I was the spank.
Very cool. Dug it.
Dogzilla, the Sphinx. From the album There's Always Something Wrong. Not too old. 1991. For me, that's not too old.
It's over 20 years.
Yeah, but...
it's long.
I can say that's still said in 80s music, new music. No, we play some new stuff sometimes, though.
New local.
New local, for sure.
Yeah, we're good on that.
Yeah. Keep up to date with that. Everything else I'm in space about.
Bit, yeah, back in the 70s.
I'm retro man himself. another album I picked up the other day. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. I actually had to send away for this one. They came out with a new Live at the Village Gate, 1977.
Interesting.
Yeah, live Johnny Thunders is always interesting.
Always. Who's he playing with?
It's, The classic Heartbreaker lineup.
Okay.
Buddy Billy Rath and Jerry Nolan and Walter Laura.
Well, as with all Johnny Thunders recordings.
I actually 50, did. 50. I have previewed this. It is good.
Can you play it on the
air? Yes. It's, what should I say? What do I mean it's good? It's, I can tell it would be a great show.
There you go.
The recording's not great. It was probably some punk rock kid in the audience who recorded it.
Bootleg.
So it's worthy, I think. You know? I think it was a good show.
What year was this?
1977, Live at the Village Gate.
Oh, it was Zuckerberg with one of his prototypes.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Like, was he the Facebook guy?
Yes.
I don't know. You know.
What does that have to do with him? Is that where he's from?
Super tech man.
Super tech man.
Is he from the Village Gate?
I don't know. Maybe it was Steve who was out with Steve Jobs one night. Who the hell knows?
What are you talking about? I think you'll know this one, though. It's Johnny Thunders on MFO. Get a request. I need him. 617-627-3800.
You gotta talk that talk. You gotta be that.
91.5 WMF. Oh, in Medford. Meat Puppets, Up on the Sun. Before that, the Vaseline's with Oliver Twisted and Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Pirate Love. You know the rest. Have a request. 617-627-3800. No callers yet, huh?
No. Think the phone lines are down?
I don't know.
I'm sure they're trying to get through.
They look like they're okay. Mm. The lights are on. Is anybody home? Let's see. Marie wanted to hear Jump Into the Fire. What would you like to hear? Let me know. We'll hear that right after this. Oh, you know what?
What?
Sorry about Quigs, too. We had Quigs today. We're scheduled to play today, and it was up on Facebook for quite a while. And the other day, a close friend of theirs passed away. Yeah. So
we've been trying for a while to get them in here, right?
Yeah, and he was really apologetic, Ian Clark. He's very apologetic, and he really, really wants to come on the show. So
he's welcome anytime.
Yeah, they're gonna reschedule for sure. And, Audrey, it was a close friend of Audrey's, I guess. His mother, Audrey, is from the 360s. We'll play 360s in a little bit.
Okay.
And we have to get Quigs material. I don't have any. I told them they got to bring that.
Got to bring it.
But we'll play the Quigs' mother, Audrey. Audrey Clark, good friend of the show. We'll play 360s for you. And, it was her friend. So our hearts go out to you. I hope everything's cool.
Yes.
And hope to see you soon. 617-627-3800. We're here. Where are we? We'll hear Harry Nilsson right after this.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, 1/3 of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink, and her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. And I ain't and I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot? And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. When I was driving once, I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there, where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence.
Thank you.
MFO, you're on the air. MFO, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey, Brian's DJ.
DJ, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
What are you doing, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
I know you sound like you didn't expect to be on the air, it sounds like.
Yeah, I hate to be, I hate to hit a somber note, but we lost another legend.
Which one?
Tony Sands, man.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Of Pirate Party Radio.
Yeah, well, he was big-time DJ in Boston in the 70s.